Deck the House benefit auction for Providence House. This is tomorrow, Tuesday, Huntington Bank Field, Canada Dry City Club. Natalie Leake, President, CEO of Providence House, jumping on here right now. I got the script for the event. I'm just going to go up there and wing it. I'm going to screw it up anyway. I might as well wing it, Natalie.
You're leading the whole night, man. You can't do that.
Well,
you're in charge of the whole thing.
I'm already getting nervous. You know, these events make me nervous.
And did you see, like, you're introducing, we have a singing Santa Claus.
I have the script. The script is like a book. I have it sitting right here next to me in the studio. I haven't gone through it yet. I'll do that. I'll peruse it tonight. But a singing Santa, huh?
We have singing Santa. He's going to get the whole room to sing some carols with him. And we have a barbershop quartet. The Jelly of the Month Club is going to be here with him. And so it's going to be a great night. Actually, I'm at the stadium right now. We are actually, we have tree decorators in doing their professionally decorated trees. We're starting to set up the room already, unpack the auction. So we are raring to go, ready for tomorrow.
All right, so people can still get their tickets. Tell them where they need to go, and it's complimentary valet parking opening at 5 outside University Hospital's gate, so they can just cruise right in, jump out, and they're in.
Yep, provhouse.org/deckthehouse. And if you can't come tomorrow night, if you go to that page, you can actually bid on the silent auction items virtually from your own home. You can get your bid in if you win. We will notify you and we'll coordinate you for the winner to come pick up packages. So we have people have been bidding on the auction since late last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't make it down, still go to provhouse.org/deckthehouse. Click on view the auction, and if you see something you like, you can register and make a bid. You don't even have to be down here, although the people down here are going to see a lot of really cool stuff, and we've got the Ed Block player being nominated tomorrow night. So it's an awesome event if you can make it.
And people always worry about what to wear, but if I remember correctly, I mean, a lot of people come from after work, so it's like business attire.
Exactly.
I mean, people can dress up. They could even dress up in a festive way.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, everything. We call it holiday casual. People are coming right from the office, so this isn't like, you know, suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most folks are driving down. The ladies usually have a sparkly sweater on or something. But it's a really warm, wonderful event. You don't have to worry about getting all dolled up. And, you know, we want people here early. We want them bidding right away, and we want them to be a part of the night. And, you know, again, you're the host with the most. So you're going to lead us through this whole night.
Well, you know, I'm going to do the same thing I did last year. I got to crack at least 2 beers just to take the edge off before I go up there at 5:30.
I know.
Is that all right? I mean,
yep.
It just takes the edge off.
The auction ends before you finish the rest.
All right, so it starts at 5:30, Canada Dry City Club. 6 o'clock is when it officially begins, the Ed Block Courage Award ceremony. Nick Chubb won it last year. The Browns haven't announced who it is yet, have they? Are they going to do that?
The announcement
at the event
is coming tomorrow.
Okay.
So keep an eye out. Their media will be releasing the player's name tomorrow.
Okay. 7 o'clock.
So we're all on pins and needles.
Yeah. Live auction begins at 7:15. Silent auction starts 8:30. The auction checkout begins, and 9:30 the event ends. So, you know, I remember last year everything went very smooth. It was actually, I mean, quick. It wasn't, I told somebody, I said, it's actually a party. I mean, people had a very, very good time. It's laid back, but yet still very classy.
Yeah, I think people get nervous when they come to these events on a work night. We get people in, we get people out. We know you got to get up early in the morning. You got to be at work the next day. And so we keep the program tight. We keep it moving. But in the meantime, people are having a blast. The food is great. The bar is great. People are roaming around, chatting, and having a great time. So, you know, while there's tables, most people like just drop a plate, sit down and eat, and they start walking around. So it is one of the most fun events that in Cleveland. I really believe that.
All right. Once again, where can people get their tickets, Natalie?
provhouse.org/deckthehouse.
All right. I will see you there probably 5:10-ish.
Perfect. I'll be here.
All right. I know you will.
All right.
Thank you, Natalie.
All day.
All right.
See you
bye-bye.
Then.
That
Thanks,
is,
Bloom Dan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Natalie Leak, President, CEO of Providence House. This is a really fun event. If you're looking for something to do, it's a great cause, too.